Responder or a patriot looking for a place to put your skill set, your thoughts, and or want to help continue the mission, you have come to the right place. We are the People's Patriot Project, and we want to put the shock and awe when it comes to meeting the needs of our veterans and first responders. We are dealing with a new enemy in today's world where the wounds are not always seen. We want you to be part of this mission in saving lives and making a difference. Welcome to Patriot Playtime. We got your 6 of 6. Now here's your host, Shad Turner of Veterans Unite Podcast and the People's Patriot Project. And as always, Patriot Pride.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back, boys and girls. We have got another fantastic show for you. What show is that, you might ask? We got your 6 of 6 with People's Patriot Project and Veterans Unite Podcast. I'm the host of Veterans Unite, Shad Turner. We've got Mark Peterson and Andrea Eichmann from the People's Patriot Project joining us, as well as Scotty Sexton and our special guests this week. We've got from Eagle Fire Leadership, Mr. Chris Tice, and from the great state of Texas, because that's also where I'm at, we've also got Adam Berry as our musical guest. But you know what we do at the beginning of every single show? We do the Pledge of Allegiance. So if you can stand, please stand. If you're wearing a hat, please take it off and get ready to say the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag,
of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Man, I don't know what it is, but today the music just had me pumped up. Like when that intro music was playing, I'm like sitting here doing like this, just dancing around. I was loving it, man. How are y'all doing?
Awesome. And the funny part is our guests actually don't get to see that part of it. And that's okay, but I get to see it, and it's fun to watch it jam out down there. And we probably should have let our guests know when they're not on screen. I actually get to see everything that they're doing, and we've had some pretty funny reactions. And I lived your mic a little bit probably sooner than I should have, Shad, and you took this huge deep breath right before we started. We caught it. It's all good.
You are welcome. And you know, the awesome thing about that, seeing the guest before everyone else does, every nose pick, ear twitch, adjustment, whatever you're doing, yeah, they can see it.
It does happen. Awesome.
We do. Hey, I got to tell you, Adam Berry, because I don't know if you can see the comments, but Doug Lane, he might be having a little mild heart attack right now. Holy crap, Adam Berry, I love that guy, he says. Let's see if I can bring it up. There you go.
I think he loves the chat.
Adam, do you know Doug Lane?
I do. Yep.
Awesome.
There we go. Connections already.
That's it. It was fun. So the trip that we took down to Texas, was as we were invited to go see Doug Lane in Pflugerville with his band. And that was the same trip we got to actually take a little 3-hour trip north up to Fort Worth, where we saw Mr. Berry and his act. And what a great. And all the comments are rolling in. We've got a ton of people on tonight. Again, we don't get to do this without you guys. Rich Merrick, I've been missing you on the phone calls and the texting. We'll connect, brother. We do have one of those infamous Facebook users. That might be Denny Katona.
I'm wondering if it is, yeah.
just because of the hashtag that he put on there, the chin. And so we just got done talking to Mr. Barry about that before we came live. What an awesome, awesome crew. Doug Lane's out there. Brian Gibson's out there. Derek Iozio's out there. Thank you, guys. And our I can't say favorite because we've got such great relationships, but Miss Tammy Schroeder is out there. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for being here. And thank you for the support you all give us. Andrea.
Peterson.
What is that you are wearing?
Oh, I know. Look at this. I wish I had my other one so I could show all of it, but check that out. Check it out.
Come out of the storm. We'll do a little quick blurb of it right now. October 22nd and 23rd, two events here in Minnesota. We've got the Ruck Chuck and Roll on the 23rd. I'm doing it out of order, and I apologize. That's on a Saturday, and then you back up 24 hours, and you can meet us down in St. Paul Park for the amazing Come Out of the Storm. We had a discussion today. This will be our series set. Every 6 months, we're going to be pushing to do this and bring artists from across the country. Mr. Barry, be ready for that invitation, okay? And we are going to bring veteran and first responder musicians from across the country to come support veterans and first responders. Now, why would I come to Minnesota to do this? Because the People's Patriot Project supports veterans and first responders from all over the country. So that's why Minnesota. But we're going to get this thing traveling, get it working. And it's been an amazing ride so far. And the relationships we've built have been absolutely outstanding. Miss Eichmann, can you share with us what's going on in the world?
I want to say hi to the, forgive me if I say it wrong, the Kretzingers as well. I know that I just put your name in on next week's sign-up sheet. And so that will be our guest next week. And we have Peggy and Bobby. And I do believe Bobby will probably be telling us most about what's going on in his world. So welcome, you guys. It's awesome to see you here. Well, I'm going to say hi back. Oh, you guys. Shoot, because now we got a lot of Facebook users. So pop your name in there once quick. And hello back to all of you and Kentucky. So I saw Brian, I saw Helen, and I don't know this one from Kentucky, but awesome to see you guys.
Kentucky fan.
I have to backtrack a little bit. September 29th, because I didn't mention this last week, it was VFW Day, the Veterans of Foreign Wars, was founded by James C. Putnam on 29 September 1899, which is, I didn't realize, that's awesome. Since then, the date has been celebrated at Post in America, and then later all over the globe. There are some 6,000 VFW posts worldwide and 52 departments stateside offering services and advocacy to vets and their families. And I know that we have some friends and members who are working hard to bring people in to the VFW as members and get them involved and looking for some young guns to be part of that. And then on October 8th, which is that Friday? Friday is the 281st day in the Gregorian calendar. On this day, then President George W. Bush announced the establishment of the Department of Homeland Security. Then president, I don't have a year, so I can't tell you, but during George W. Bush's presidency, he made October 8th the thank you to the Department of Homeland Security. Chris, hi, Chris. Oh, is Chris Moore on here? Chris Moore, hello to you. It happens a lot. That's what I have outside of our dates, which Mark already talked about. And then, of course, we are headed to we're coming back to Texas, Mr. Barry. We're heading to Round Rock for the OP Vet Fest. A lot of chin dimples in that one, I'm guessing, in that area.
You'll see the full band that time.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. That'll be super. We should, I was going to have Denny on. I wish I would have connected that earlier. Denny, if you're out there and listening, come on in and give a plug to the Vet Fest. I have not, Mogadishu. I have not reached out to you recently for that. So if you're out there, let me know. We'll get you on here and you can plug your Vet Fest with us. But yeah, that would be the last weekend in October. The 30th is the day, I believe. Denny Katona. All right, thanks. You guys call him out. Get him on here. We'll send him the link. He can pop in and say, hey. That's it, Peterson. What have you got? Oh, pants might be required. Shorts, something. Oh, yeah. We are talking about that, you guys. There's so many messages. Those of you that listen to the podcast, there are so many messages coming through, and I apologize. Doug Lane wanted to know if pants were required for the Vet Fest.
Absolutely not.
No pants necessary.
Okay.
No.
All right, I got it. I got Denny, guys. I got Denny. All right, Peterson, what else is going on in our world?
Man, I'm reading all the comments, and so our podcast is registered. It's registered with the Heroes Media Group. And you can see it. It's not live there, but I don't know a podcast that really does get to do it live like we do. There's a lot of Facebook shows that do their shows like we do, kind of, because we bring on boots-on-the-ground organizations, and we bring the amazing veteran and first responder musicians on, and we are exclusively the only one doing that at the same time, and we have WP3 Radio as well. So if you get the chance, listen to WP3 Radio. I do have to say, Mr. Barry, we have to get you up on that. We don't have you there yet, but we'll work with that admin this next week and get you there so you get some spins. We didn't get a huge pre-show adjustment. Adam, do you have to get out of here quick? There was a brief conversation ahead. Do you have to get out of here quick today?
Oh, no, not too quick. No.
Okay. Okay. All right. So we'll just run like we normally do. And so typically we bring on our first guest, who is the boots on the ground organizer, who's going out and saving lives with his words. And we had the awesome privilege to see Mr. Chris Tice down in Illinois at Project Die Hard. Project Die Hard with Brian Gibson. We got the chance to put some paws on the dude and introduce ourselves. Chris Tice, it's good having you, brother.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm excited to be here.
The hair's a little shorter.
Oh,
go ahead.
The hair is a little shorter than it was.
Yeah, it had to go. That had to go. The beard's not going away, but the hair had to go. That was driving me crazy. For anybody that ever saw me long hair, I'm sorry. Hey, you guys are throwing out a lot of thank yous, but I think a thank you goes out to all our hosts and everybody that's on here today. Just truly appreciate you guys getting to meet you, getting to know you, and just getting to see the wonderful things that God does in our lives and the people he connects us with. So I'm grateful for you guys and all that you're doing. So thank you.
That's humbling to get that, brother. Thank you again.
Yeah.
Tell us about your mission, man. Tell me about what you're doing and how it's affecting the lives of people in this world.
Yeah, so my wife and I created Eagle Fire Enrichment. We're a leadership solutions company, and a lot of the leadership side of it, because I'm also an inspirational speaker, but the leadership side of it, a big amount of that is dedicated and committed to my service as a firefighter. Retired early after 14 years, and just had a lot of mentors in my life, a lot of incredible supervisors, and just absolutely courageous and brave people that led me and guided me. And so this is my way, because everybody's asked me, why did I leave early? Because 14 years is considered fairly early to leave the fire service without a disability or another reason for leaving. But it was God knees and back. And he brought me to this, to be able to guide and shape and mold and mentor other leaders to be even better than myself. And so it's just an opportunity to help me engage with people, help them communicate more effectively, work on their training and development, as well as take care of their safety procedures to help keep down from crisis or manage the crisis if necessary. So It's just a solid opportunity to help people see the leader that they are. And it's not always about rank, title, and position.
100% agree with you in that. You had such an inspiring message while we were down there based around hope, and hope being a, it's the leading drive for our mission and the fact that we have this beacon of opportunity and we have this beacon of hope. And we're just excited to have, again, the positive messaging. We can walk around any corner, any day, any moment and find something negative to read, to put into our brain. But that's one of the pieces that we've decided to work on is making sure our message is as pure and positive as possible. Can you speak to those pieces at all?
Yeah. So hope brings opportunity. The Bible speaks of faith, hope, and love. Of course, love being the greatest of these, but faith and hope brings that together. And so one of the things with hope is when we hope and when we look at life positively, when we have that influence, because how we communicate with ourselves is how we communicate with other people. So, Mark, you made the comment about, you know, we could turn every corner, we could, scroll through every page, and it's just negativity, 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 no matter what spectrum you're looking at. And instead of doing that, we get the opportunity to create hope within ourselves so other people can see it too. Because there are going to be those downtimes. There are going to be those moments where we don't see or feel that hope, even though I'm sitting here telling you to create it. I've been down that road. But because of those around me in a community that supports me and surrounds me, I know I can have that opportunity. I get that hope to bring me back up. But the key word in all that, though, is community. You have to have this. I have inner and outer circles. I have the inner circles that know all the ins and outs of me, how to put up with me, how to deal with me, how to take care of me when I have that down and out. And I also have the outer circle that just, hey, can I pray for you? Hey, how are things going? I may not know all the details, but it's still someone that encourages me. It's seeing something that you guys have posted where you're helping other people. Just seeing that alone brings a smile to my face going, you know what? There's somebody providing hope. It's a positive influence. And as we create that positivity, as we have that positive influence, it's going to bring massive impact. And that's ultimately what I want to see. Because when we bring those two eyes together, the influence and the impact, we get the third great eye of leadership. And that's inspiration. See, when we're inspired, the word spirit is part of the root word of inspiration. And when our spirit feels that, that hope rises up in us and other people get to see it as well. But we've got to have that community and we've got to make sure we're surrounding ourselves and blocking out that negativity. It could be something as simple as not looking at the news for a little while, because that's a thing. Okay. Or maybe not even scrolling social media. I totally Sabbath from social media on Sundays just so I can have that reset. And it's something I suggest to everybody, because when we have this message of hope and as leaders, as we're putting these things together, sometimes we get too wrapped up in the comings and the goings of life and the, oh, I have to do this. And oh, I have to do that. And then it starts to bog and weigh you down. And again, that comes back to that inner circle, taking a look at you and saying, hey, are you okay? Hey, you're not smiling as much as you normally do. Hey, you're looking kind of tired. You need a nap. For the record, I took a nap today. I needed it. but then my neighbors, I live in Kansas, they're Chiefs fans and they all started screaming and yelling and nap was ruined because the windows are open. But either way, when we have that community that is here to build us up and you surround yourself with that positivity, it constantly raises your thermostat. And as your thermostat raises, we all become better and better ourselves. And therefore the people around us can become better as well.
Awesome. That's an awesome message. And again, like I said, you've inspired us since we met you. And we continue to seek out unique guests to come on. We always know that it's not for everyone and that, we had people we brought on that work with hallucinogenics and stuff like that. We know that's not for everybody. And that was done with the process of making sure a licensed shaman was in the house when they were doing this. And we want to practice. We've got some veterans that are coming and talking about CBD and all that. And then we know that's not for everybody. I just don't know where a positive message can't influence people positively every single day. And again, just your approach, your compassion, your heart is infectious, and it's helped us to even continue with our messaging on a constant. And so we thank you for that. Where is Eagle Fire Leadership going next? What's the next big thing you guys want to achieve and accomplish?
So we're in the process of already jumping into next year and kicking off a lot in speaking engagements. We're also going to be putting on some online courses. I'm a little more of an in-person type of event guy, but I know that that's not always possible. So we're actually in the process of expanding our online offerings, and that's just so we can continue that impact. I mean, the key word there is massive. I'm going for 1 billion people positively influenced. Does that mean I have that direct involvement? Not necessarily. But I know that if I have positively influenced you guys and you go out and do that, I don't expect the credit. But it's just knowing that I can help others, even if it's not directly through me. And so to be able to put together some more programs out there that are going to be able to help people to grow stronger, to grow more united and more unified, and to shine a light of positivity in this, in what attempts to be a dark world, then my job is I know I'm going to hear, well done, good and faithful servant. And that's what's for me. That's also what's for others too. I mean, but I'm not the only one out there. So that's the next big thing on the horizon, is continuing to do what events we can and just be a part of this world and share the message of helping others.
And without spelling it out crazy, and we don't have these conversations regularly, but without spelling out and hitting the nail on the head, so to speak, there is an even a larger underlying message when you put this all into role and put this all into play. And that is, we're going to say community and grow in that community in a positive way. And what kind of positive things can we do as an organization, as a community? We're really excited about it. And we'll keep you here. Don't go anywhere, because if we get a chance, we'll get back to you and have a conversation. Is this going to throw everything off, Andrea, do you think?
No.
Should we just bring this cool cat into the room real quick?
Yes.
Look at that guy. Oh no, heads shaking, hi. Smiles going.
Hi.
What is up? The man we know as Rooster, Mr. Denny Katona of
OP Veteran.
Yeah. That's not your snake.
No. My snake is in her enclosure, anxiously awaiting her Sunday feast.
So you're wearing pants, is what you're saying, Denny.
I won't let you know. And I did see it, so be happy that I am wearing pants.
it's always worked really well when I've had young ones around that I'm wearing pants most of the time. So
pants are a crutch.
Tell us, Mr. Katona, you got an event coming up here at the end of this month. What do you got going?
We do. So it is OP Vet Fest 5. So this is really the event that puts OP Veteran on the map. And Adam, what are you doing with your finger?
Don't worry about what I'm doing with my finger.
But really, what it... The purpose behind the event, when we started doing the event, is working in the veteran community. I started learning about all these different veteran nonprofits that provided valuable services, provided a valuable outlet for veterans to get involved in. And I never heard of them. And I thought I was connected within the veteran community, right? So I saw the need for an event to bring the veteran community together, right? To one, educate veterans about what services are out there. To educate veterans about what volunteer opportunities are out there. And that lends itself to our mission of easing emotional transition by providing veterans an outlet to find their post-military passion and purpose so they understand that the best part of their lives is not behind them, but rather ahead, right? So we also bring in veteran-owned businesses because we recognize, hey, not everybody's passion is going to lie within the nonprofit sector, right? There are a lot of veterans that want to be entrepreneurs. So why not allow an outlet to, one, support those veteran-owned businesses that are supporting the veteran community, but also allow them an outlet to share their valuable lessons learned with would-be veteran-owned, right? And then we also have, you know, a multitude of governmental agencies out there as well. But we also recognize that, hey, not everybody's passion and purpose may lie within the entrepreneurial sector. Not everybody's passion and purpose may lie within the nonprofit sector. Some veterans like to pursue music, right? So we put on one of the huge portions of the event is a large professionally produced veteran musician concert, right? We bring in veteran musical acts and usually for Vet Fest, it's acts that are making it, right? That are, you know, that have been around for a little bit and are actually able to, again, share those lessons learned and share that creative passion with would-be veteran musicians. This is our fifth year doing it. It's grown far beyond my initial expectations. So I'm definitely pumped about it.
Awesome.
Awesome. Super. We're excited to get down there and see how it all runs this year and be a part of it.
Yeah. I'm going to be, I'm definitely excited. We're right around 130 vendors right now. Not necessarily where I wanted us to be, but one of the impacts, Christopher, I need you to stop that. One of the impacts that we've seen of the Rona apocalypse is that a lot of veteran nonprofits, a lot of veteran-owned businesses have gone off the map this last year, or last year and a half. So it's unfortunate, but we definitely want to support those that are still out there. And again, I mean, 130. If we get no more registrants, at, you know, after today, still 130 different vendors is nothing to shake a stick at. So I'm definitely excited about it. And, you know, Shad's been out there before as well. So it's going to be a great time. And awesome. There may or may not be everybody's favorite Chin performing at BetFest. Again, we're definitely excited to have him back out. He's one of our
keepers. That sounds like a shout out a little bit.
Mayhaps.
Yeah. Is Adam has informed us that you may have the same asset, if we can say that word, same asset as he does, but you cover yours up with a beard.
I do. Because, you know, somewhere between the time I got out and now, that specific asset kind of got absorbed in my neck. And my amazingly gorgeous Hungarian jawline has disappeared and it's just kind of been absorbed into my neck, so I keep it hidden.
Funny you call it an asset, because in our household we just call it a straight up butt chin.
That's what we, you know, I understand Ashley, Adam's wife, calls it his double butt. So
Too fun. Tony Turner's out there asking, how do they find you, Rooster? How do they find you out there in the world?
So OP Veterans, and we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram. We're on there is O period P period veteran type of thing, but just search OP Veteran on Facebook. You'll easily find it. Again, we're on Instagram. I have a TikTok. I don't really use it too much because I'm over 40. I mean, I don't have boobs. Not yet anyway. But so, yeah, we're all over there. If you're, you know, if someone has a nonprofit or a veteran-owned business and they're interested in being a vendor for VetFest, just go to our website, opveteran.org, and there's an information page with there's a VetFest information page that has everything on it. But we did make it veteran proof this year. So there, as soon as you go to our main website, there's a pop up to where you click it and you can register for VetFest.
Now, do you broadcast your real name?
Yeah, Denny Katona.
Okay. Denny Katona. I just wanted to make sure. I know I'd already said it already, but I didn't know if we. Denny Katona, he goes by Rooster, and you can find him all over. He's, I think you were one of the first organizations we brought on to We Got Your Six at Six.
Yeah, way back in the beginning.
It was way early in it. And we've had the awesome opportunity to travel down to Texas and meet with Denny and several organizations that are right there in the same spot. And we see that you got Dom Kurz coming. It was really fun. We saw Doug Lane down there this summer with you. And he had Dom Kurz come up on stage. And now we got Dom Kurz. He'll be up here in Minnesota the week before he comes down and plays for you guys as well. And then you're going to have Adam Berry as well. I believe I have.
Dom, I actually met Dom before we had our musical talent line, or after we booked all the bands, right? So, and meeting him and hearing him play, I'm like, holy crap, we need to get him on there. So before the event actually starts and all the vendors are just kind of sit there standing by, you know, Dom and his band is going to play for an hour. And then we have, you know, Adam Berry, like I said, phenomenal artist. I'm going to embarrass him a little bit. And then we're going to have Deanna Wheeler, another phenomenal veteran artist. And then Shannon Book is going to be there with his brand new band, Deliberately Broken. So Shannon has played a lot of our events. He's played every VetFest since we started playing, having live music. And he'll be plugged in this year. So we're pretty definitely excited about that.
Awesome.
That's an awesome lineup, cool. Brother. We're excited to be down there too. So amazing people doing amazing things. And I can tell you the guys down in Texas never stop, man. They run. We probably should do a real quick shout out to Bobby Withrow right now, just because that guy is all over Texas and Louisiana right now. Keep up the good work, brother.
Yes, and Shannon's been on our show too, I think, quite early on. We had Shannon on the show as well, so we've met with him and heard his music too. It's an awesome guy.
So we get to do a preview of Denny's show or Denny's event. We can bring Adam on now.
Yeah.
And let Adam put the money where his mouth is, or where Denny's mouth is. And I personally have watched Adam.
Wherever you want. But no, I do want to give Adam a real big plug. To, I guess, maybe key him up a little bit. So I met him in 2019. I got connected to him through the guys at 5x5 Brewing Company. They kind of did a soft intro and met with Adam. He came up, I put some food in his mouth and we got to talk and everything. And, his band performed at OP VetFest 4. But then, you know, we got to talking and we definitely just hit it off. And he approached us, said, "Hey, I have this song that we're going to be recording." And he wanted to donate all proceeds of that song to OP Veteran. The song itself is extremely powerful. It talks, you know, is basically kind of discusses the generational tradition of military service amongst family members, and the cost of that. But the generosity behind that is of, you know, donating all the proceeds of that song to OP Veteran is it's something I'm truly, truly humbled by, and I'm truly thankful for. And so he's an amazing guy, and I definitely love his face, love his mouth, love his chin. And so, yeah, I just want to publicly say thank you, Adam, for all you do for the veteran community as well as directly with OP Veteran.
Wouldn't have it any other way, brother.
With that, I'll shut up.
That's a good intro.
That's a great intro.
Hopefully I don't screw the song up, right?
We've
That's
heard
the best part good. About doing it live, because that way we can, when those real raw moments happen, it helps work out, and we get an engineer here who knows what he's doing on how to put this together. Works out better, but no, we're excited. Let's hear what you have, brother.
Oh man, you know, I'd like to start off saying thanks for having me tonight. You know, it's been crazy as far as tour dates and all that kind of stuff. Especially coming back from another deployment. And Denny, thanks again. Mark, thanks for having me on tonight. Sorry I didn't get to visit with you guys more when y'all were in Fort Worth, but that was one of my first couple of shows back after deployment. But we're kicking with the full band and stuff now, touring and all that kind of good stuff. But I guess the basis behind this song, Boots on the Ground, is, you know, when I approached Denny about it, I was just like, man, I was so taken by VetFest 4 that, you know, I've always done stuff for veterans, law enforcement, you know, firefighters, EMS, jailers, prison guards, kids, things like that. We've always had that soft spot in my heart for those folks, because not only has all of my men in my family been veterans, but they've also been firefighters, police officers, so on and so forth. So I come from a long lineage of civil service men and women, and I wanted to give back, and I didn't really know how, you know, because if you're a musician, if you've ever been a musician, well, most of us have all been civil service, if not all of us on here. We know what it is to, you know, eat in the chow hall at Fort Hood. It's not that great. But that being said, we always want to, I wanted to give back, and I asked Denny to actually come and kind of co-produce this song, so he got to come in the studio and hang out with us up in Fort Worth and do this with us, and he got to see the whole magic happen and actually got to, you know, participate and actually put his spin on kind of the song a little bit. But if y'all don't mind, would y'all like to hear Boots on the Ground? All right, so see if I can get this one. Recall just how and when, well, I was under 2 shells tall. Mama told him it was an accident when I came stumbling, laughing with them all. Granddaddy wasn't laughing at all. He was all in green, double buckle boots, tied together behind the closet door. Brought him back from World War II, still had some sand from a distant shore. Mama said you could hear a pin in the floor when he said, I could see it clear as yesterday, gripping that gun, jumping out of that plane, running for my life, bullets flying by and bombs in the sky falling down. And not a day goes by, I don't think about how I survived and brothers didn't make it out. Somewhere, right now, some scared and deaf kids making his hometown proud. That's why I keep him around. Boots on the ground. Mama said it was the first time opened up like that. I must have been a sight for his sore eyes. Grandma said seeing me in those boots brought Grandpa back. Gave him some peace and laughs when he said, well, I could see it clear as yesterday,
shooting that gun, jumping out of that plane, running for my life, and bullets flying by, and bombs in the sky falling down. And not a thing goes by, I don't think about how I'd survive. My brothers didn't make it out somewhere. Right now, so I'm scared and deaf kids making his hometown proud. That's why I keep him around. He was 82 years old. On a night, God called him home. Didn't want to let him go, but I sent him on by his set in stone and lit him all down. Boots on the ground.
That's boots on the ground, y'all.
That's awesome.
Thank you guys so much for going and downloading that song again. 100% of the proceeds for Boots on the Ground goes to opveteran.org and benefits all of the men and women that OP Veteran can actually reach. I'm telling you, it's been an amazing experience to work with OP Veteran and Denny and all the great folks over there. Again, you can find Boots on the Ground off my website at adamberryband.com, on Facebook, Adam Berry Band, Instagram, Adam Berry Band. You can go to OP Veteran, find it there. I think they have a special page for it as well, as you can get t-shirts. You can find it on iTunes. Just type in Adam Berry Boots on the Ground. You can also get it on Amazon, Google Play, YouTube, all that kind of good stuff. And basically anywhere you can actually download music, Spotify, you can get it there as well. You can also call your local radio station, Texas, or Clear Channel around the country and get that song playing. So I think over the past month, it's been spent, I think it's had over 30,000 spins. We re-released that song the day after Afghanistan fell. And not for any political reason or anything like that. I'm a veteran of the Afghan war myself, and said, you know what, let's re-put this song out there. And next thing we know, it's blasted all over the place. So it's only benefiting OP Veteran. I could really, you know, I appreciate all the kudos for recording it and all that kind of good stuff, but I really, really am excited so much going back to opveteran.org. So thanks again, guys, for everything, and hope you guys like the song. Catch us at VetFest 5 on October 30th in Round Rock, Texas. So, again, thank you guys so much for having me on. I'm going to hang around if you have any questions as well.
That's awesome. Are you ready? Are you ready to do another one if we needed another song?
You want me to do another song?
You ready to go now, or you want to take a couple minutes?
Okay. Sure. No, you're good. I can do another song. This song is actually, we have not recorded it yet, but we're actually going to be recording it here soon. So hopefully you guys like it. Oh, okay. Thought I heard somebody say something. I'm artillery, hard of hearing. She reached up, took my hat off. Ran her fingers through my hair. A night Stetson on the bedpost. Said she liked it better there. Soon there was nothing more between us than the air that we breathe in. I never felt as wanted as it did back then. It wasn't right, it wasn't wrong. It's not that I couldn't cry. We've been all alone that long. There was no one waiting for either one of us. It wasn't love, but it was close enough. Morning
bound us still together. In a swirl of sadness. Lord, I'm sure love us since never looked so sweet. Like two leaves gently touching in a slow and steady stream. Now the drift apart as every moment was a dream, was a night. Wasn't on. It's not that good ground you've been on that long. There's no more waiting for either one of us. It wasn't enough, but it's close enough. There's no one waiting for either one of us. It wasn't enough. It was close enough. It wasn't enough. It was close enough.
It's our new one called Close Enough. Hopefully I'll like that. If not, we'll get rid of it.
Wow. No, no. I haven't heard anything yet that you should get rid of. It was really good, brother.
I liked it.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Make sure you check out Adam Berry on Spotify and all of his streaming channels, and make sure that you can download especially the one that's helping support veterans and first responders. It's been an absolute blessing having you on here. I know we were hitting and missing the communication, and then probably had a little fupa on the last one and not a solid confirmation, but we ran with it. You did it. Take care of that young lady at home. Just thank you so much. It's just puts us in awe when great people get together, and that the mission is always accurate and precise, and we're making a difference. I had a lot of people speak up on you. Yeah,
I appreciate it so much. Yeah, I'm actually going to have to jump off, if that's all right, to go take care of Ashley. Like I said, she just had surgery this past Friday. So, and Ashley's at almost every single one of our shows. You can ask Denny. She's a sweetheart. She's always working the merchandise booth. She's just a real blessing. She's been the real thing that's kept me going. You know, Chris, you said find something that keeps you going, basically. And she's the reason I keep going, her and my two kids, man. I tell you what, and if you've ever, you know, if you've served in the military in any kind of leadership, you know, I'll leave you all with this. If you've ever been a leader in the military, you know that it's always been about selfless service and selfless sacrifice, right? We always sacrifice our time, our family, home life, and all that kind of good stuff. But my advice, you have to have time in the day to be you. If you don't, you will lose yourself, and that's when you become what they used to call a toxic leader and what we now call a counterproductive leader. And then you can't help anyone. If you can't help yourself, you can't help your soldiers, your Marines, airmen, so on and so forth. But Chris, there's some great things you guys have said. I really do appreciate the great words. It was a great inspirational story you shared with us. And look me up on Facebook, man. We'll connect out there. Hopefully, you know, go to Facebook and give us a like, Instagram as well, and we'll follow you guys. And you know, if y'all have any other questions, I'll hang around for a bit and then go get with Ashley.
Absolutely. Feed the Heroes Foundation wants to get you down to Georgia to play. So we'll figure out those pieces. And they got a great mission down in Georgia. And we just had the awesome opportunity to go down there this last weekend and listen to a couple other artists, Sal Gonzalez and Tony Turner down in Georgia. A great mission. And we took care of Bobby Henline on a fundraiser, and what a great, amazing human being Bobby Henline is, and his mission in life of Forging Forward. Man, we get to drop names left and right anymore, and it just makes me feel all warm and bubbly inside. And there are amazing people here on screen. You know, we can't fit them in all in one weekend because we can't. But gosh dang it. It's so awesome to know that this is a mission that's moving forward. And we know that it's already done its job, but we also know that there's no finish line in what we're trying to get done here as well. So, Chris Tice, have you ever connected with first responder conferences?
No,
I've not. That as well.
Yeah. Send me that link, please.
Yeah, we had them a couple of weeks, and they literally traveled the country and set up conferences. And I think you're a good fit for there. Normally we save this to the post show and create collaborations, but I just wanted to make sure I dropped that. And we know the people that are involved with that. Chris Moore speaks there as a firefighter. And it'll be a good fit. So we'll make sure we get that connection put together and we're all working together. Because we have a large crew on tonight, watching, commenting, being part of it, keep your brains about ready. We have something we're working on called the Graphene Dome, and we're going to slowly trickle this thing out there, but it is something I think all of us will want to be part of. It's named Graphene Dome for the purpose of, over in Israel, there's something called the Iron Dome, which is a missile defense system over there. And we are putting together the same thing here in America. It's not necessarily lead missiles that we're throwing out there, though. We are putting out an opportunity of hope and an opportunity of opportunity, because that makes a lot of sense. But let's throw some redundancy in there when we get a chance. And we're very excited, and we're excited about all the people that are committing to be part of the growth of that. And hang tight. We'll get it to you. Someone just got a message, so make sure you check your Shad Turn. What you got going these days?
Pretty much just taking care of the little one, taking care of my wife, trying to get the Navy Man Can pressure washing business off the ground and up and running and keeping money coming in. But and then if there's anybody that wants to help me try to troubleshoot the air conditioner on my Suburban, I'd be more than happy to let y'all come by and help me out with that. Because it is South Texas, and we still need air conditioning for a little while longer.
Yeah, you should rub that in. Thank you.
Yeah, we just open our windows. We just open our windows up here in this part of the country. I can't make the prediction, but with everyone that's coming up in 3 weeks, at this time, me and Andrew will probably drag in a little bit, but we'll be enjoying every moment of opportunity that we've had for the weekend. I'm making a prediction. It's not a huge prediction. I don't know that we're going to have any leaves left on the trees by the time that time comes around. And yeah. I know some of our artists were really excited about seeing fall colors, especially our Texas and Louisiana folk. But I can't guarantee that you're going to see that. You will get to see some fall Minnesota culture, and we'll put it that way.
What's the temperature up there right now?
61. Yeah, 61.
Perfect. It's
nice.
This is a podcast, so no one gets to see Andrea's face unless you're watching the live. So that's why we have a podcast.
That's why I have a sweatshirt tied around my waist at all times, because I don't think that's nice. But
Ryan Schultz says it's 53, just so you know.
Oh boy, it got cold.
So that's something
all we can bring up. Rooster next down there holding his little rooster. Did you all see that?
63. Or?
62.
Oh,
crazy.
Oh, wait. There is actually, Denny, we are going to show our musicians. We'll send you pictures, because there is one big rooster.
Our rooster is bigger than your rooster.
Well, it's purple, so it's an oddity, but yeah, it's kind of fun.
This is a family podcast.
I'm thinking it's starting to go become like one of those crazy Navy stories now. But yeah. Anyways,
I just randomly see rooster holding a tiny rooster. It shocked me for a second. Sorry.
Oh my goodness. real quick shout out, because Ryan's doing a little chatter here. He said 60, he typed 53, meant 63. Next weekend we are with Hometown Heroes Outdoor and Backwater, and it doesn't matter. We're gonna be fishing for dinosaurs. Angling, backwater angling. That's
thank you.
How hard is that? How hard is that?
Fishing words.
Mr. Schultz has given us a spot on his boat for one of our Purple Heart recipients. Thank you, Ryan. And we will be down in, so those who don't know, the St. Croix runs the border of the east border of Minnesota between Wisconsin and Minnesota. And we will be partially in Minnesota, partially in Wisconsin, fishing for dinosaur fish, sturgeon. If you get a chance, check out a sturgeon. More than welcome. Thank you, brother. It's awesome. He's doing something special, and I do want to. We've been blessed by our followers. We've been blessed by all those people that come and support us. And Mr. Schultz is taking the time to actually brand his boat with the People's Patriot Project crest. And that was something he came to us for. And heck yeah, why not? Thank you for that gift and that opportunity, brother. So, and we're kind of at our spot.
You're kind of there. Kind of there. Yeah, sturgeon.
What a great show.
That was fun, you guys. Denny just took off. He said he had to drop out. It's family night. And so thank you, Denny, for coming on and sharing OP Vet Fest with us. And people are going to be like, why do you do that? They like do the same thing as you, and you should, you know, whatever. How do you think we get stuff done? It's not with me, Mark, and Scotty, and Shad, and then our guests that come on, like Chris and Adam. It's with all of the groups that have similar missions. We couldn't net them all in. That's the way it is. And so we share with groups like OP Veteran and all other groups across the nation. So, and Chris, you're going to love the first responder. They're amazing, amazing people, positivity through and through.
And that all goes back to
people in the Graphene Dome, though.
Oh, yeah. Maybe there's some things going on. Chris's message at the beginning of the show is working, you know, together in a community, and that's what's being built. We are going to, with many hands, create slight work, and it is going to be awesome. And I guess we're going to go live with Ryan Schultz next weekend when we're at the Hometown Heroes Outdoor. We're going to go live. Sweet. I did tell him we were going to do that, and we will.
Yes, you did. Yes.
We'll put Maddie B in that seat and let him captain that thing away. Hey, again, we don't get to do what we do without you guys. Thank you for everyone that's been on. Thank you, Chris, for coming and being on our show this weekend. Thank you for your message, your passion, your compassion, and just the message that you send, brother. It's greatly appreciated. And to our crew, hey, thanks, guys. Thanks for your support. Thanks for helping us get all this out there and letting the world see we're coming. Don't close your eyes, because we'll be right there when you open them. That's kind of weird.
Yes.
That was weird.
Did you ask Chris? Do you have any closing thoughts, Chris, after the show?
I just, you know, again, I want to say thank you, guys. But one thing that just kind of resounded with me with Adam's songs and the messages we heard today, of what Rooster was saying about what he's doing, and all the different projects and people that you've brought on here, just keep hope alive in community. Share with one another what's going on. Share your wins. Share your struggles, because They're not everyone can resonate with me or what I do, but that's also why we bring things like this together, because there could be someone out there that maybe not today specifically resonated one thing or another, but they could tell someone else, hey, I heard this, and let me connect you with them, just like you guys are connecting me with another organization as well. So my big leaving remark with you is just remember to share with one another. Help one another out, guide each other. That will create hope, and that will create opportunity. I truly appreciate everything you guys are doing out there. This this world needs this light shine bright, and you guys are definitely shining a bright light. I truly appreciate it for everyone out there.
You will see the beacon. I don't think we have anything else we need to say. Have a great week. Patriot Pride.